Hello, my name is Chip Ling, and you are listening to Total EM. If you have not figured it out yet by chance that I love point-of-care ultrasound, or POCUS, well, surprise, surprise, this is one of my favorite topics. In fact, it is such a favorite of mine that for the last 6 weeks, I've taught as many courses in different parts of the country. And I've also done a little bit of international stuff, which we can talk about more later. But I do this all through Practical POCUS, which is an ultrasound education company. You can find them at practicalpocus.com. And there you'll find that there are all sorts of courses that are being taught. In fact, there are two that are coming up here pretty soon in 2020 where you're going to be able to register for it. Not quite yet, just because we're finalizing the details and trying to keep that price down as low as possible. And that is looking at the zoo, St. Louis Zoo, in June, and then in October 2020 will be Big Sky, Montana. And again, there's going to be more details regarding both of these courses here in the very near future. But if you want to be ahead of the game, if you want to register for one of those courses ahead of time, then make sure to get information by going to practicalpocus.com and signing up there. Also, if there are any students listening, which I know we have quite a few different students listening, especially if you're a PA student, well, there's great news. After some concerns and some potential delays, Yes, I Scan is going to be back at the AAPA conference this year. It's going to be a little bit different. There are some things that kind of occurred in the background, but what matters most is if you are part of a PA program or your faculty, students, whatever the case may be, and you want to get some awesome ultrasound educational experience, please check that out. Again, we'll have more details coming on it shortly, but thanks to the hard work of many people, such as Patrick Bafuma, who has really run the Yes, I Scan for the last couple of years, as well as Jeremy Ameo and Laura Blessy Hampton, those additional two people have taken over in many ways the Yes, I Scan process this year. And then we have other people like SPOCUS, or the Society of Point of Care Ultrasound Presidents. We've had John Monty, who is still the president at this point, and then about to be the president is Fritz Fuller. They have all played roles to make sure that Yes, I Scan can come back. And I am super excited to announce that. I am really looking forward to seeing how that's all going to play out. And I think it's a great opportunity for students. With all that being said, I don't want to dive too far into those subjects. I did want to mention them, though, because between Practical POCUS, SPOCUS, and other groups out there, they are making waves in ultrasound education. And here's the thing. If you're listening to me, you might be someone who's already using point-of-care ultrasound. If so, that is fantastic. But here becomes the real question. How do you get others to start utilizing point-of-care ultrasound? How do you get them to start doing POCUS themselves? Because realistically, we want acceptance of this. We want broad use. We want people of different backgrounds and experience to start getting access. And thankfully, to a lot of great advances over the last few years, especially between more educational opportunities, including at-home training, even in some cases, as well as some great advances in the actual ultrasound technology, where now you can get an ultrasound machine for under $2,000 and one that can literally plug into, you know, any sort of iOS or even now starting to be Android systems, and all these other types of significant changes has allowed for more and more people to have access to technology that wasn't there just a few years ago. And as this continues to improve, and as the science and technology and the training continue to improve, we still have lots of people who are not using bedside ultrasound yet. So the question becomes, how do we promote POCUS utilization? And we're going to tie into a mix of that about celebrating wins as well. Now, we've talked about creating change before. That was podcast number 54 with Patrick Bafuma. And we also have talked about how to incorporate change in a slow changing environment. That was podcast number 44. But we haven't really talked specifically about these subjects since that time. And so we're going to readjust and refocus this at a specific angle, looking at POCUS utilization. I'm not going to parse through everything that was discussed in those two topics. We're going to, again, focus on the key parts that deal with POCUS utilization. And one of the first challenges is simply incorporating change by figuring out how to introduce said change. But I think this can be more readily done with POCUS. See, the people who are not familiar with the machines or how this works, you don't have to do an in-your-face approach. You can actually be pretty discreet about this. In fact, this is how I managed to get people interested in POCUS at my shop in many different ways. And that was to simply do it by performing my own exams and talking about it a little bit between staff. And in some cases where we had these really sick patients where we're all working together and I'm pulling out the ultrasound machine and using it there, now they're able to directly see it instead of just hearing me talk about it. They see me pull the ultrasound machine around the department. All those little things there make a huge difference as far as allowing people a chance to just see it. And so you can introduce it, like I said, in a way that is, again, not in your face. It's very simple. It's very subtle at first. And this allows you to accomplish the next step, which is how to kind of get them to reach out. So in this case, a lot of times you'll see people come toward you and say, hey, what are you doing? Or talk to me more about this or something. There's going to be some sort of way to get them interested in it. And now you didn't have to approach them. By them approaching you, the pitch, if you will, is a little easier because they already have some interest. If they're not interested, they're not going to reach out to you yet, but eventually they will. And some of these people will also become your early adopters. And the reason why this matters is because early adopters will help encourage other people to get involved in the department, or at least bare minimum, they'll see more and more people are doing it and not just you. If you're wanting to promote this change, you can do it at an individual level and slowly build up to the department level. What kind of evidence you'll need to provide will depend on the situation, as well as your position in the department can lead to how you gain traction over time. So, for example, if you can find the key decision makers, such as your medical director, who is also an early adopter, who is also very interested and may have already dabbled with ultrasound some, then this is going to be more straightforward for you. But if your medical director is one who's maybe a little more resistant to change, and maybe it's only the people who are newer who are interested in, well, this can be kind of harder. This may take more time. This may take a little more evidence to get there. But if you can understand how the dynamics here work, that can also allow you to understand the barriers of how to implement this. With POCUS, the implementation could be a little challenging because this will depend on a number of local challenges. For example, does your department have a policy on ultrasound already? What happens if the device is not owned by the department? You bring your own ultrasound device in from home. What other departments may play a role here, such as infectious disease or technology-based or any of those types of things? They all may play a part in deciding who does what. If the department already owns a machine, but hardly anyone is using it, which is actually a very frequent scenario. In fact, two of the most recent trainings I've done have circulated around this issue. But maybe the issue for that department is not the machine or having it there, it's who's using it or how are they using it. And so you can get into this situation a little more easily because the machine's already been there, it's already been approved, so all you have to do is get people trained on it. However, as you'll see, every situation is going to be a little bit different, and you're going to have to address other issues such as who will assess the quality of the images and how they'll be saved, as well as if they'll be billed and all those types of things. When you incorporate change, you don't want to do this alone. In fact, you need to have a champion, and a champion is someone who's well-respected and can further push the change. Like I mentioned in a scenario earlier, if you have a medical director who's already interested in ultrasound, this can be a very easy, quick change. Because you'll have a very strong champion in your back pocket. But if you don't really have a champion, this can be a very big challenge. So what may have to happen is that you do like we talked about at first, where you're kind of demonstrating your skills and people are seeing it and maybe starting to ask questions. And then, you know, one way or another, you help start getting the champion types, you know, the ones who do have the respect and ability to push for change. Then you can build this up. And in some cases, this can take a while. This may take months or even years for that matter. But the sooner you start going that direction, the faster you can make that change occur. Now, in some cases, the situation may be that the champion may have already been one of the early adopters, in which case, again, that's going to be easier to do versus someone who is going to be more resistant and is going to take more time and maybe some more subtleties and watching other people get involved to finally push the change that you want. Early buy-in is crucial and resistance should be expected. In fact, POCUS is very intimidating to many new learners, mainly because a lot of times these are people who have never used it before, and you're going to rely more on your early adopters and champions to help push for the change that you need to occur. And this can be a very challenging period, but once you get past these initial stages, you can really make some big impacts in the department, which is how we kind of need to apply this next. See, many people find data that you could provide them, such as evidence and articles in the past, as being very helpful. But what is unique to the mind and is always interesting when I bring this up in medicine, because we like to think of ourselves as so evidence-based, but anecdotes matter. And this is in some ways kind of weird because you can give them great evidence of this is how often it works and this is how efficacious it can be and so on and so forth. But the anecdotes that occur in your department can make or break your department. So we want wins. And what are wins exactly? In some ways, it may sound self-explanatory. A win is something where you have a positive situation and that it led to a good outcome. So for example, if I have a patient who comes in shock, they're hypotensive, and no one can really tell from just the history of physical what's going on. But as soon as I put the ultrasound probe to them, I see that they have an aortic dissection and that they've got a pericardial effusion. Well, that totally changes the game. And that led to that patient's very positive outcome of we were able to identify it early enough that we got them to the appropriate facility in a timely fashion, that they had life-saving surgery. That's a great win. Other times it may be a little more subtle. So maybe it's a patient where you have someone who came in short of breath and the chest x-ray really wasn't showing anything and you're not really sure what to make of it. And then you can say, hey, I can pull out the ultrasound machine and show that I can see that they have signs of early pulmonary edema and that, yes, this really does sound like a CHF exacerbation versus a PE or something else. Sometimes those are going to be the more subtle ones, but the bigger the win, meaning the more positive the change that was directly caused by the ultrasound examination, the better it will be for you. Say you have difficult IV sticks and you can bring out the ultrasound machine and show that, hey, like with the ultrasound, I can get an IV access with no big deal. And when people start seeing that more and more, and you start talking about those wins, and you really have to pump them up, sometimes it sounds kind of silly just how much you're self-advertising. But one of the key things to remember is you don't have to talk about just your own wins. In fact, what's going to be even more helpful and what will lead to more change down the line is to celebrate the accomplishments of others. And what I mean by that is when your early adopters or your champions start doing exams and they start having big successes, celebrate the wins, celebrate them big, make sure everyone knows about them, because the more wins, the more opportunities that people get to see this change successfully, the more likely they are to adopt it and the more likely they are to have departmental or even hospital-wide changes because of what you're doing. So again, this utilization of POCUS is something that we can build from the ground up. It's kind of organic, but we can help push it in many ways to get to what we want over time. As far as actually talking about it, this can be done a number of ways. This can be done when you're talking about it at shift change, when handing over patients, saying, hey, I did this ultrasound exam and this is what I found. You can also talk about it during the group effort of resuscitation, or sometimes you can volunteer your services of the ultrasound machine and your knowledge to a colleague. But there are many different ways of how you can do this. Overall, though, you just need to be able to show how ultrasound's done, get people interested in it, and then celebrating the wins of when you have successful change. And when you do so, it can make all the difference in the world. All right, so let's go through this quickly one more time. The first thing you need to do is you need to figure out how you're going to incorporate the change by introducing said change. And how you introduce this can be pretty straightforward. just show people your exams and kind of talk about it a little bit. But again, it doesn't have to be in your face. It can just be simply using it day to day and people watching and observing. Then when they start reaching out to you, the pitch is going to be much easier and allows you to have an open conversation. You also need to understand the barriers of implementation, which is mostly going to be local issues. Do you already have an ultrasound machine? Who has to approve of this process? How are images going to be reviewed? How are they going to be saved? Are they going to be billed? Those types of things all need to be discussed. Then you have to figure out the next step about with incorporating change is how to get this to happen. You need the champions, you need the early adopters, and you need to convince them early in the process. That early buy-in is going to be crucial, but we should expect resistance and know how to overcome said resistance. Once we have this, we also need to be able to provide things like data and anecdotes and stuff like that. The more wins we can celebrate, the more we can show how beneficial point-of-care ultrasound is, the more likely we are to get that accepted change. Again, I am happy to help people. If you have questions, let me know. There's lots of great resources out there, but I believe that through all of us, we can make that change happen. And if you are interested in taking a course, like I said, Practical Pocus has lots of ultrasound courses. Some of them are going to be in person. They can also come to you. And we are starting to do some online versions of courses, which will be discussed more here soon, just like the other courses will be. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.